Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Quartet Davis is a string quartet from Oberlin, Ohio, dedicated to pushing the boundaries of chamber music. As an ensemble, they have captivated audiences in living rooms and concert halls alike. And today, they make their South Dakota Public Broadcasting debut. Welcome to the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in Sioux Falls, Quartet Davis. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to start with Carl Henry, because although all four of these musicians come from different parts of the country, I think Carl comes from Sioux Falls, right here at home. So Carl, welcome back to Sioux Falls. Tell us a little bit about how growing up here ended up leading you into a career in music.
I think I ended up doing music because it was in my family and it was something that was like very encouraged. And there were a lot of things in school and like through youth orchestra that I was involved in that kind of just led me to keep on playing music.
And Oberlin is the music. Tell people a little bit about Oberlin Music Conservatory.
Yeah, it's a conservatory attached to a college in rural Ohio. The longest continuously running conservatory in the country. Do you guys have anything you want to add about it?
Let's do some introductions We can find out who the whole group is for folks listening on the radio. Just go around the circle here. Emily, let's start with you.
Hi, my name is Emily Edelstein, and I'm from Lexington, Massachusetts, and I am the violist in the quartet.
I'm Camille. I am from Columbus, Ohio, and I am one of the violinists in the group.
And I am Molly Tucker from outside of Los Angeles, and I am the other violinist.
And how did this group form? What was one of your first sort of experiences together? Tell us that story.
So in January of 2017, the four of us were on a trip sponsored by our school and by the U.S. Embassy in Jordan to go to Amman, and we went there for 2 weeks, and we taught workshops, and we played concerts, and got to see some of the country of Jordan as well. But we weren't a quartet yet. We were sort of there as individuals in different groups, and we started just jamming together for fun and realized that we could form this quartet. And it sort of just grew from there. When we got back to school after that trip, we started playing together and growing our repertoire, and yeah, the rest is history.
All right, and so this summer you're touring around a little bit. Tell us a little bit about places that you have coming up, even here in Sioux Falls in the next, I think tonight you're playing again at 7.
We're playing actually just down the street a bit and maybe a block over, over at Parker's. And then tomorrow night we'll be playing at First Presbyterian Church at 7 p.m.
All right. Let's hear a little music. What would you like to, how you want to set up the first two songs that you're going to play for us?
So the first tune that we're going to play is one that I wrote and just brought to the group. And so I spent my fall semester at Oberlin actually abroad living in Paris, and I lived with a really wonderful host family. And they took me on a really wonderful trip to a little town called Tremoli, and so there I wrote this tune, and I'm excited to play it with the group.
Quartet Davis on listener-supported SDPB Radio.
Thank you.
You're just tuning in. You're on listener-supported SDPB Radio. You're listening to In the Moment, our guest today for Moment in Sound, Quartet Davis. We have Carl Henry on cello, on viola, Emily Edelstein, and violin, Camille Vogley-Howes, and Molly Tucker. And that last piece was composed by Molly Tucker. Talk to me a little bit about mixing up styles and, you know, looking at chamber music in new ways.
This is Molly, and I think what's really fun about this group is that we all grew up playing chamber music, and so that is really dear to us, sort of the process of playing with a small group and really getting to communicate and be creative in a kind of chamber music setting. And so we came in having those skills, but the sort of exciting thing about this group is that we also all have different backgrounds in jazz and folk and all sorts of different things that we have brought to each other and sort of learn from each other and learn together. And those kinds of communication skills that we have from chamber music we bring. And then of course the other skills and ideas we have from non-classical styles we meld together, and sometimes it's a hard process, and sometimes we have exciting breakthroughs and find really, really fun ideas at the intersection of all of those styles, and it's a really fun process.
Does it ever not work, and you're like, well, we thought we'd try that, but nope?
Yeah, that happens.
All right, one more song before we take a break, please.
So this next tune is, it's called Diana, and it's by a Brazilian musician, Alessandro Panessi, and it's just a song that I heard and really, really loved and brought to the group, and we all sort of fell in love with it, and this is our arrangement of that tune. Thank you.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to Quartet Davis for today's Moment in Sound. We are coming to you live from the SDPB Sioux Falls studios. You can see them play tonight at Parker's Bistro in downtown Sioux Falls. Tomorrow night, June 29th, that's a Saturday, at First Presbyterian Church in Sioux Falls. And we'll have some video up of the group later on today on our SDPB Facebook music page. You can find them online at quartetdavis.com. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more from Quartet Davis after this short break on listener-supported SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio. We have a lovely live studio audience here. Thank you for joining us. And our guests for Moment in Sound, Quartet Davis out of Oberlin, Ohio. On violin, we have Camille Vogley-Howes and Molly Tucker. On viola, Emily Edelstein. And on cello, Carl Henry. And you can see them tonight at Parker's Bistro in Sioux Falls, tomorrow night at First Presbyterian Church in Sioux Falls, and today right here in the studio. Tell us what you'll play for us next. Let's get right to some music.
So this next song is one that I wrote called Without Spring. I wrote it, I think, 2 years ago or so. It's about losing someone that you love and missing them, and it's supposed to be a happy memory.
Ted Davis on today's Moment in Sound on listener-supported SDPB Radio, that piece composed by Camille Vogley-Howes. You can find them online at quartetdavis.com. How is it to bring a piece that you've worked on to the group and sort of, you know, hear it for the first time and have that kind of communication? Who wants to tackle that one? Because you've all brought projects to the other musicians.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a bit of a learning process, especially if a certain piece is like from a specific style that maybe not all of us are like as practiced in, and so that's always like that's always pretty interesting. But it's a fun challenge.
Another thing that's difficult for us sometimes is we don't bring like parts with every single note written out. We'll often bring an idea or chords or just say, this is what I'm thinking, and then together we'll try to put something together, which sometimes is really, really amazing, but also can be really difficult because we all are trying to bring our different ideas to one thing. So
it seems like that would take a tremendous amount of trust in the group, too, and in the process.
Yeah, and long rehearsals.
And long rehearsals, yeah. All right, what's next?
The next song is Time After Time, which is a jazz standard.
Not the Cyndi Lauper version. Not the Cyndi Lauper version. The jazz standard Time After Time. Got it. We're with you.
Thank you. show. You kept my love so
Quartet Davis on today's In the Moment. You can find them online at quartetdavis.com. That was Time After Time. You heard Emily Edelstein and Molly Tucker on vocals there. Time for one more piece. What would you like to play for us before we send you off to your next gig in Sioux Falls?
This is Tuttle's Reel, which is an Irish tune. Thank you.
Quartet Davis on Moment in Sound, Carl Henry on cello, Emily Edelstein on viola, Molly Tucker and Camille Vogelhaus on violin. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It has been a pleasure and a delight. And you can find them quartetdavis.com, Parker's tonight, First Presbyterian Church in Sioux Falls on Saturday, June 29th. A great studio audience today. Thank you for coming as well.